Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
After 10 a.m. in the nation's capital, this is DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. Got you covered on both ends of the dial, 106.7 a.m. and 980. All right, 106.7 FM, 980 AM on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 The Fan, not 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. I am back here after making the trip to Lambeau for Thursday night football. I'll take you inside the locker room. I spoke with Brandon Coleman and Quad Martin, but we want to hear from you. You can vent. You can give us your thoughts. You can complain about Terry McLaurin not being on field on fourth down. I didn't understand it. That's what one of the tweets I just got said. Dwayne tweets me, AWOD, definitive statement after two games, ridiculous. Bengals, Giants played everyone in all preseason games, and their offense looked anemic. Rams never played anyone in playoffs every year. We may have played the best defense when it's all said and done. Relax, it's only two games. I do think that the two defensive lines we played in week one and week two are why Jaden looks like he has maybe regressed a little. I'm not even going to say the word sophomore blank. I'm still hoping for a sophomore jump from Jaden Daniels. We just need the schedule to, I think, open it up to have some easier defensive lines, and you gotta have a better performance by Josh Connerly. You gotta have a better performance from Tyler Biadasz, who missed some blocks. Nick Allegretti, can't wait to get Cosby back. This offensive line has to grow together. When we brought the group together, I even said on this station, it's probably going to be 4 or 5 weeks into the season till they get to the point that they are confident and trust each other, because it's so, you got Coleman moving a position here. You got Tunsil coming into a brand new team, and then he doesn't play preseason. They're just moving parts here, and it certainly hurt Jaden's ability to make plays downfield. I thought you saw a Jaden Daniels that just didn't trust his blocking, and that's why he was moving off of his spot. But I'm staying ultra positive today. And I woke up feeling a lot different than I did on Friday after the loss. You had a chance to react a little bit. And I don't usually agree with anything that Colin Cowherd says. Not that I hate him at all or have anything against him, but usually we kind of disagree on sports. But I think he is right on the money with this. And it made me feel good, so I hope it makes you feel good. Let's take a listen to Colin Cowherd.
I don't think Jaden Daniels is going to be a sophomore slump guy, because I think he has elements to his personality and his makeup that transcend slumps. IQ, maturity, EQ, poise, those are slump proof. I think Washington last night ran into a green and white buzzsaw. So they were short week, on the road, old team against the young team. They've got a new left tackle. Debo's a new chess piece. McLaurin got into camp late. I don't worry about Jaden Daniels at all. I think he's magnificent. I don't think
it's not going to be an issue, right? We ran into a good team. Here's my 10 things that I'm being ultra positive about here, 10 reasons to be optimistic for this team moving forward. Number one, Green Bay has been together and they've been building. Love's been through so many NFL moments. He's had good moments, bad moments. That was a great game for him. And to me, that was a roster that was built up from top to bottom right now better than Washington. Because Matt LaFleur has been in place. Dan Quinn's just in his year number two. That was a big difference, I thought, on Thursday Night Football. Number two, we're just 1-1 with home games, right? Don't we want to just win all our home games? That's the goal, to go 8-0 at home. We haven't lost at home. You don't freak out until in the playoffs until you lose a home game, right, for basketball, right? That's what changes the series. We're 1-1. And we've got the Vegas Raiders, who could not do anything last season, coming up with 9 days rest. Let's stay positive. Number three, Jaden's worst 2 games of his career. It's one thing in common. Thursday Night Football against a great defense. He will not play again on Thursday night until Christmas. And that actually is one of those where he'll have 5 days, because we'll play the Saturday before that. Another reason to be optimistic. Number four, their offense, it moved the ball down the field, but it wasn't like guys just got beat man-to-man off the ball. They were using the motion offense to get guys going, and credit to Matt LaFleur, he had really good schemes, but it's not like they just beat us with I'm going to say it was kind of gimmicky. I thought the offense was kind of gimmicky there, and I think if we have a full week to prepare, like, I would love a rematch in Lambeau in the postseason for a shot at the Super Bowl. And 2 weeks into the season, it feels like Green Bay absolutely could win the NFC. I will go back to Lambeau, and I think with a full week to prepare, the defense will play much better. Another reason I'm optimistic is everybody has talked about how much they want to see Bill. We've already heard a few phone calls. They overused Eckler. It sucks that he's hurt, but now you get your Bill. Now you get your Chris Rodriguez, for all of those that have tweeted me that they want C-Rod, last year's fourth quarter man, to get an opportunity. Another reason to be optimistic. If it wasn't for the field goals, it's an even game. I hate that McManus was a Commander and is now a Packer and hitting a dagger 56-yarder. But I'm trying to be optimistic. Outside of those two field goals misses by us and their long make, it's an even game. I got to credit the Packers' defensive line, right? One of the elite lines in football, just like the Giants. And they were an elite line last year that made the postseason. Then you had Micah Parsons. Screw you, Jerry Jones. This was a road loss, all right? This was a road loss on a short week to a playoff team. And we only lost by 9 points. I thought there were positive halftime adjustments. That's not going to be talked about because everyone's upset. Everyone's frustrated. They all thought that was one of our worst performances of the Dan Quinn era. I would agree. But and Dan Quinn was outcoached by Matt LaFleur. But you're lying if you say there wasn't positive halftime adjustments. We had 3 points at the break. We end up with 18. They had two 90-plus yard drives in the first half. They didn't really move the ball well in the second half, except for the one big drive in which they needed it down the field, right? And that was after we made it 17-10. That was their only good drive of the second half. We made positive halftime adjustments, something Ron Rivera didn't do. I'm crediting Quinn and his staff for that. And then number 10, you got the Ertz touchdown, you got the Debo touchdown. I think this offense can get lethal again once Terry gets going, right? Because Debo's looking the part. Zach Ertz still looking like he's found the fountain of youth once again. There's one thing missing in the offense, and that is the $30 million man, Scary Terry. We need him. We need him to be scarier. We also need him to be targeted more. That's absolutely the case. It was just frustrating because Cliff runs his offense the way he likes to run it, but the way it played out on Green Bay, Noah Brown had the opportunity 3 times to make an explosive game-changing play. 1 time he dropped it. I thought there was a holding there. Another time it was a bad pass. And then the 3rd time the defender made a good play on the ball with a pass break up there. But it felt like the 3 big opportunities where normally it'd be Terry making the big play, it went to Noah Brown. It sucks. I think that's the way the game played out. I don't know how much that has to do with the fact that Terry missed a lot of time in practice. But they need to practice together this week to get on the same page for the next time they face off against the Vegas Raiders, which will be next Sunday, September 21st. So those are my reasons to be optimistic. Like I played there that audio earlier from Colin Coward, I think this team will be fine. I really do. I'm staying super positive here. We lost to the Green Bay Packers, who are a damn good team, and I don't want to say I overlooked them, but I didn't give them enough credit. Jordan Love played better than I imagined that he would play, and their defensive line I mean, even Micah Parsons was better than I thought he would be. He was a nightmare living in our backfield throughout the entire game. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. We're live and local till 12 noon, talking about the Commanders' loss to the Green Bay Packers. We'll go around the NFL with AWOD's picks, and then we'll switch things up and give out my thoughts for the best college games today here on The Fan. It's a Saturday, September 13th, just after 10:12 here. So if you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. I like to make this the most interactive radio show possible. You can tweet us at AWOD Radio or at 1067 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you, and then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD. Live and local here on a Saturday morning in the nation's capital. You're listening in to DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 AM in Richmond, 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Download it today for free. It gives you the ability to pause the show, run some errands, rewind, and then pick up right where you left off. You could also check out the podcast, Overtime on 106.7 The Fan, if you missed any of the show today. Phone lines are open. I want to make this the most interactive radio show possible. If you watched that game Thursday night and you still are upset and you just want to vent, you can absolutely chime in. I'm going to be the positive guy. I just gave you my 10 reasons to be optimistic. I think Jaden, if he's healthy, will be fine. And I think this team will start playing much better. I think you have to credit that we played some good defenses to start. 21 points and 18 points after you make the conference championships, not going to get anybody happy. And part of that might have to do with Terry McLaurin holding out this offseason. They have not gotten, you know, clicking on all cylinders, but there's still plenty of football to be played. And they will have a full game plan ready to go for that Raiders game because they've got plenty of time to get back to the nation's capital and get ready for week 3. Phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. 106.7. Let's go to James in Fredericksburg. What's up, James? You're on the Fan.
Hey, Awad. I want to let you know I absolutely love the show.
Thank you. Thanks a lot, dude.
Secondly, as far as the game's concerned, you say if Gay didn't miss those two field goals, it'd basically be an even game. The reality of the situation is they beat us in every single facet of the game. They outcoached us. They outplayed us. We were 100% flat. I realize it's early in the season. 100% realize that. But I am starting in the back of my mind to worry about getting Lattimore. I think that's a wasted situation. Tunsil, it's too early to tell. But I'm worried about our draft picks. Being the oldest team in the NFL, I understand why they did it. Don't get me wrong. I understand why they did it. But I'm starting to think we might pay for it down the line because we need more youth with these guys. And lastly, I know it's early in the season, but I think the Green Bay Packers will be in the Super Bowl. Let me know your thoughts. Love your show. Have a great day.
Good call, man. Appreciate you chiming in. Love the energy. Tunsil, I'll start with Tunsil. I was expecting a lot more. It's very early in the season, and maybe he's still trying to understand what his role is going to be in this offense here. He's not doing a good enough job protecting Jaden. Couple penalties pissing me off. He's not really setting the tone and making it easier for Brandon Coleman, but it's early. Marshawn Lattimore, I don't know what people wanted Washington to do last year when they were 7-2 and had Benjamin St. Juice going up against people. You had to make a trade. It had to be somebody. Marshawn Lattimore was the guy that was sitting out there waiting because New Orleans wasn't any good. You made the play for him. I thought he was decent week one, and then in week two, I mean, he even told people in the locker room he kind of didn't think that their offense was that impressive. It's just that they used guys in motion and got open for 7-yard passes. Like, he did not really get beat completely down the field. He got beat for 8 yards here, 7 yards there, dinking and dunking. It hurt us because a lot of times it was on third down. Did we get demolished in this game? Yes, but we had our opportunities. We got to 17-10 in the fourth quarter. So it just shows you this team still has some fight. They absolutely do in every single game. And it's not like the Rivera era where we get blown out and we just score 0 points in the fourth quarter, move on. No, we scored 15 fourth quarter points. They absolutely tried to scratch and claw and get back into this game. They didn't convert the fourth downs. That could have changed things for sure. And if they had stopped the pack when it was 17-10 and it was 3rd and 6, that was the game on the line right there. I even put it on my notes. If we don't get this stop, we can't win. 3rd and 6 from the Commanders 46. You could have gotten a stop, gotten the ball inside of your 10 maybe even, and gone the length of the field. You could have had an opportunity. Just, they didn't make the game-changing plays. They didn't have the winning time moments, as Dan Quinn says. Let's go to Chris in Maryland. Chris, you're on the Fan with A-Wad.
Hey, I'm hoping I can answer some of these questions for these fans. Listen, I know a lot of people dogging Marshawn Lattimore, but guess what? Your cornerbacks is as good as your pass rush. Just think at all the top cornerbacks in the league. Even Patrick Surtain, guess what they got? They get after the quarterback. They sack the quarterback a lot, so you don't have to cover all day. But Marshawn Lattimore plays different schemes. Like, yes, I believe they got out coach. Marshawn Lattimore, he should have been one lined up on Tucker Kraft, because Marshawn Lattimore don't play good against quick wide receivers. And you got to know your personnel as coaches. You got to know where your players play well at. You got to put them in position to excel. And just a little bit piggyback, everybody high on Green Bay. Why are you high on Green Bay? Green Bay plays well until it get cold outside. Their wide receivers drop the ball a lot. They're not physical. Their wide receivers are not physical. Their offensive line is decent. Their running game is decent. But when that weather changes, you're going to see the real Green Bay Packers offense. So let's hold your horse on Green Bay. The NFC is wide open. Yes, you got the Eagles, but how much do you trust the Eagles? They lost a lot of players on defense. They didn't look that impressive. And their offense don't look that great. You got to stop the run and trust your back end against the Eagles. I'll pump my brakes and not put too much emphasis in this one game because it was a short turnaround. It's a team that, you know, been together for a while. Yeah, they add Michael Parsons. Michael Parsons just got something to prove, so he giving them that extra energy. So I'll pump my brakes because the NFC is still wide open. You got a lot of uncertainties in the NFC. You got the 49ers depleted. You got Detroit looking a mess. You still got the Eagles, but it's still early, so I'll pump my brakes. And listen, I'm not even a Commanders fan. I'm a football fan. I love the Falcons. And I'm not going to sit here. Listen, I'm not going to sit here and say that the Commanders season is over. But look, Cliff Kingsbury, correct me if I'm wrong, wasn't he like hot and cold, like he call a bad game and come back with a good game, and then he was never consistent. He's, you know, one game here start running the ball and do play action, then he'd go away from his game plan. I think that's Cliff Kingsbury DNA. But I think the fans here in the DMV need to pump their brakes, allow the team to gel. And one thing, I'm not buying about Terry McLaurin and Jaden Daniels. He wasn't in training camp, but they played together last year, right, if I'm not correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Chris, there's an issue with Jaden and Terry. I agree with everything you're saying except for that. Dude, there's absolutely an issue right now between your wide receiver one and your QB one. If he's not on the field on fourth down, that's a big problem. So I agree with everything you're saying
I got one more question for you. Mm-hmm. I know it's like you don't have to make a big splash at wide receiver, but I really think this team is lacking a big body wide receiver with decent speed. I'm not saying you need to go out and try to trade for Tyreek Hill because that's stupid, trying to get another $30 million wide receiver. But someone like maybe a Juwan Jennings or somebody like that. And then I really think a team need to go make a move for a running back. Like a guy like on Atlanta Falcons that's on his last year, the deal like a Tyler Algier. I'm sure like it's not a cost. Like you can find a running back out here.
Yeah, good call, Chris. I appreciate you chiming in, man. They're gonna roll with Bill. It'll be Bill's season. Bill. Bill's back at running back. Chris Rodriguez will get called up as well, and I do really like what Jeremy McNichols brings. I kind of agree with him about the wide receiver and hoping that can be Jalen Lane in the future. Didn't create the most separation in the game on Thursday night. That made a difference there. That slant on fourth down, Terry catches that. He does. He gets enough separation, and he catches that. That's why this team was so good last season. They had a go-to fourth down play with QB1 and wide receiver 1. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to A-Wide Radio here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan. I was in Lambeau Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Following the Thursday night football game, I went inside the locker room. I'll take you with me inside the locker room as we return here on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD, live and local here on a Saturday morning in the nation's capital. This is DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan, simulcast Team 980, and Richmond 910 The Fan, always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Fred tweets me that he's listening, Eddie and Mac as well. Mario hit me up. He said, listening to the show, and the Commanders need to pick up another running back. Keep going strong. At least you won't have to face Parsons twice a year. I don't think they need to pick up another running back because this is Bill's opportunity. And that's what Chris Rodriguez is here for. And then you have Jeremy McNichols. This team was prepared to lose Austin Ekeler. You do not trade Brian Robinson Jr. unless you had confidence in the third string guy because Ekeler got hurt all of last year, right? And so the way I viewed it was last year, B-Rob was the starter. His backup was Rodriguez. Ekeler was the starter. His backup was McNichols. And so now I think Bill will be the starting running back. And we're starting a rookie seventh-round pick. But he's looked good in two games. And I think what happened was he probably missed a block or missed an assignment, and that's why they kind of went with Ekeler for the most part in that game. But I was at the game in Lambeau. It was a terrific trip. Maybe I'll tell you guys about it later, but we're focusing on the game right now. Afterwards, after the 27-18 defeat, I went inside the locker room, and the vibes were as low as they could get. I mean, it was just a difficult locker room to go into. First thing I'll say is it is tiny, right? I mean, everything about Lambeau Field is old school. It's a tiny locker room. First thing you notice is Jaden's knee wrapped like a balloon. Hopefully he'll be all right. I know Grant Polson's reported that he had an MRI to have it looked at. I'm staying confident that he'll be all right because he played the entire game, but there was certainly a significant limp in the locker room and when he went to the podium that was noticeable. You know the story of the game is the kicker when every single reporter flocks to Matt Gay first, who told everyone he felt good about every kick. It's tough to really go hard on him for missing from 50-plus. When he did make one from 50-plus, and I think he kind of overcompensated when the miss went left because the next one went right. I still have confidence in Matt Gay to be our kicker. It's until he misses from below 50. He misses 49.999. You'll hear me start calling for a new kicker. 50-plus are just always tough. Everybody talked about how difficult it was to see those injuries. Dietrich Wise, leader. Austin Ekeler, leader. Bill said it was very hard to see him get Ekeler hurt, see Ekeler get hurt because he knows he was one of the biggest leaders and voices for this team and had helped him grow a lot. Frankie Louvu said simply, props to them. They made plays out there. They made plays out there. They found some weaknesses on our defense. Louvu has not been at his best in the first two games. Wagner kind of pointed to the fact that I think this is me saying what I thought he was saying, that they thought that they could bend but don't break against the Packers. And when you think about it, they got the stop on the first drive on fourth down. That's an example of that, right? Bend. You let them down the field. You didn't break. You got the stop. You got your team the ball back. 0 points squandered, right? But then after that, the 96-yard drive, right? The 94-yard drive, and it ends in the end zone. And you know the defense will watch the film with the coaching staff. And Dan Quillen will do what he does best, which is coach and point out mistakes, and same with Joe Witt Jr. But on the touchdowns, there were just assignment errors. Individual guys did not step up. Sainer still got beat on the inside. That can't happen on a slant. That's too easy. Make him throw it to the outside. Make him throw that stupid fade route. Kraft got open because Louvu was over-aggressive on the play action. And then you let Jacobs kind of run up the middle into the end zone. Those three touchdowns were killers. Imagine if we had somehow gotten stopped. And you did that last week, right? So that's why I still have confidence this team can get goal line stops. They did that last week. But just so many negative thoughts about the injuries there. Everybody was trying to be positive and have, you know, positive energy in the locker room, but they all just looked defeated losing those two players. Like, that's really injuries are tough, man, but losing veterans and leaders is even tougher. Terry McLaurin said, they beat us tonight. They beat us in all three phases offensively. We didn't get going until late. And like I told you earlier, that one drive that ended in the Zach Ertz 20-yard touchdown catch and run was the most impressive drive of the game. It was just way too late. Way too late. They didn't execute at a high level. You got to give credit to the Packers defense. That's what McLaurin said. He thought they were very well coached, and he thought they didn't have guys out of position. And I noticed defensively for Washington, we did have guys out of position. Dorrance Armstrong told reporters we couldn't execute our game plan. He thought that they have to watch film and see what went wrong, but simply they have to get better moving forward. That was Von Miller and Debo Samuel's thoughts as well. But really, just I keep going back to what Von Miller's face when he was talking about the injury to Dietrich Wise and to Austin Ekeler. Like, those guys were bigger leaders in the locker room than I think even the casual fan understands. Wesley, do we have my conversations ready to roll here as I take you inside the locker room?
Sounds good.
All right, here is Brandon Coleman following the defeat to the Green Bay Packers.
Adam Epstein here, 910 The Fan, joined by Brandon Coleman. Felt like offensively took a little while for you guys to get going. What was your perspective on the first half offensively?
Yeah, we didn't have a lot of opportunities to run the ball, but that's also because we need to execute, you know, when we're called upon as an O-line, as an offense to make those plays. And then also just sticking true to what we do, you know, not letting anybody dictate what we do. That's what I noticed individually. You know, it's kind of just sticking to what I know how to play football, not letting the other guy dictate how I'm going to set, how I'm going to play. You know what I mean? So it's just staying calm and sticking to how we want to play football.
All right, so it sounds like our Adobe audition crashed. Wes, let's see if we can get that audio. I need to take people inside the locker room. My conversations with Brandon Coleman and Quan Martin. I mean, look, this was a game in which Washington just did not execute. It's frustrating for sure, but it's also, you know, you have to credit the opposition, right? I mean, this was one of those games in which I felt like, look, we talked about this in the offseason. Everybody in Washington loved Cliff Kingsbury and loved Jaden Daniels. Well, 31 other teams probably hated them because they were stealing the headlines. They were getting the limelight and the spotlight. And so all offseason, defense coordinators found ways to scheme stops, found ways to prevent the explosive plays. And that was the difference right there on Thursday Night Football. Washington had no explosives. They had no explosives. They were forced to kind of dink and dunk. And as the statistics show, the Packers ran more zone than anybody has against Washington. They kind of forced us to go quick pass, and Jaden was trying to do more than that. And also, they had good pressure, so it forced him to move off of his spot. He was pressured more than he's ever been pressured. 46% of his dropbacks, the highest of any game he's faced in his regular season games. That's according to John Keim of ESPN. And everybody that watched the game witnessed that. Like, the biggest hit he took when his knee got absolutely destroyed and everybody saw him do the flip, the somersault. Now, luckily, he got up, right? But what happened on that play reminded me of Jaden Daniels at LSU. Micah Parsons got past Connor late, boom, blink of an eye, right? And what happened? Jaden saw him in his face, and immediately the play was gone. He went blank. He didn't know where he was supposed to do with the ball. He took off. Michael Parsons is running you down. You take off. He's running the other way. He did not see the other guy coming to tackle him. And boom, he gets that big shot on his knee. But Micah wrecked the game plan like that with the pressure. And when the pressure is in Jaden's face, he's not the same. It was an issue last year at times with interior pressure. This felt like outside pressure for sure. But Washington lost some serious talent there in that game, and that's what's brutal. Dietrich Wise, Austin Ekeler. We'll find out this week how bad the injuries are to, like, John Bates, Noah Brown. Amos got hurt, did come back in, but it's difficult. I think Wise might be the bigger loss because he was brought in here to stop the run, and I thought they had done a good job of that with him in the lineup. Eckler, you know, he is the human pinball, the walking, breathing first down every time you get him the rock. But that is just so difficult because I felt like he was on his last leg anyway with the amount of injuries he had faced the previous season. I really like him as a person, too. That one kind of just destroyed me. I hate to see a non-contact injury. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. Simulcast on the Team 980, and if you're enjoying the show, you can check me out Monday through Friday from 12 to 3 p.m. on the Odyssey app. Just search 910 The Fan in Richmond, Virginia, talking all things Commanders. I was live from Titletown. I did my show Thursday ahead of Thursday Night Football from this cool spot, the bar Holmgren Way, and I'm going to give Commanders fans credit. They came to that bar and checked out the show, and there was a decent amount of burgundy in the parking lot, pregame, hanging out. And then once you got inside, the whiteout was kind of incredible from the Packers, and it felt like it went from maybe 10% Commanders fans down to 5, 4, or 3%. The Pack just, they packed that stadium. You got to give them credit. I think that absolutely played a difference. I would love to get the Packers at Northwest Stadium and run that game back on a full week, right? Like, I think we would have had a much better shot if we played that game on a Sunday. Jaden Daniels' worst two games of his career have been on short weeks on the road on Thursday Night Football. But I mentioned I was in Lambeau to check out Thursday Night Football, a 27-18 win for the Green Bay Packers, and I'll take you inside of the locker room, gave you my thoughts on what all the guys were saying. I still think one of my biggest takeaway is that the defense felt like they could bend but don't break and successfully win this game, but then they broke. And the red zone plays that end up in touchdowns are what it's what they're going to absolutely dive into most, I think, on film. Because that's what won them the first game, right? But Thursday Night Football, four trips to the red zone for the Packers, three touchdowns. That and too many third down conversions for the Pack, 5 of 12. And for Washington, they were just 5 of 16. Let's go back inside the locker room. Here's my conversation with your second-year offensive lineman, Brandon Coleman, who started all last year at tackle, now moves over to guard. Here, inside the locker room.
Adam Epstein here, 910 The Fan, joined by Brandon Coleman. Felt like offensively took a little while for you guys to get going. What was your perspective on the first half offensively?
Yeah, you know, we didn't have a lot of opportunities to run the ball, but that's also because we need to execute, you know, when we're called upon as an O-line, as an offense to make those plays. And then also just sticking true to what we do, you know, not letting anybody dictate what we do. That's what I noticed individually. You know, it's kind of just sticking to what I know how to play football, not letting the other guy dictate how I'm going to play, you know what I mean? So it's just staying calm and sticking to how we want to play football as an offense.
How disappointing is it to have some really good field position with the kick returns and things and still only manage 18 points?
Yeah, you know, you always want to go out there and execute to the best of your ability. You know, every time we went out there, we want to execute, be to the best that we can be. And there are times we didn't. There's times where things didn't go our way because of, you know, personally on me, there's technique things or there's also just communication things. You know, that's part of the game that you learn from and get better for the next week. That, you know, that I was just talking about, like, last year when I had those first couple rough starts, I saw that personally. And this year I kind of know how to apply that. Like, I'm not going to get in my head about it. I'm not going to sit here and, you know, like, the game, it's the truth. What happened on, you know, it's on tape. So looking at it and then applying what I can learn from it in this next long week to kind of get better for the week is all I can do.
How frustrating is it to see your quarterback take so many hits?
It's frustrating, man. You know, that's worse to me than anything that can happen. Like, that's my job as an O-lineman. That's our job as an offense to keep that guy up. And you see a guy hurt like that, it's gut-wrenching for me. You know, I want to keep him up. I know what he can do and what he's capable of. And I want to keep that guy healthy because, you know, that's the guy that we believe in. He believes in us, and we want to show him that his belief is right.
Did you feel like the hits affected him at all?
Yeah, he's a tough kid. You saw it. You know, he's going to take his breather and get back out there. So, you know, much respect for Jaden. That's a guy that, you know, everybody stands behind for a reason. Just keeping in the fight.
Felt like from week one to week two, You guys were much better in the short yarded situations last week. What do you think went into some of those quick run plays up the middle that trying to get a couple yards?
Yeah, you know, I think it's a bunch of execution, physicality, just coming off the ball and you know, just sticking to one play at a time, not getting your head about anything.
Thanks, Brandon.
Appreciate it.
That was Brandon Coleman live from the locker room in Lambeau after I spoke to him after the Thursday night football defeat. I mean, we could run that audio back, right? I mean, it's bleeping frustrating. And believe me, it was a powerful F-bomb. It was one of those where it kind of took me back. Like, oh, yeah, of course it is, right? They know they cannot let Jaden get hit like that. They know that. We know that. He needs time. That's why there weren't explosive plays down the field. He didn't think the hits affected him, but it certainly looked like he was not fully healthy with the amount of hits that he took. I mean, he just got crushed over and over again. It's got to upset that offensive line. And also, you know, he mentioned it. This team was so good last year at watching film and then improving off of that. This is going to be a test for them, all right? This is their first stuff on film of the regular season in which they looked awful, right? They had that preseason one against the Patriots, and obviously that was like all backups with 30 guys out, but all of them said that left a bitter taste in their mouth. This is going to be another one of them. And, you know, I do love Dan Quinn's motto, right? Tell the truth Monday. They're going to sit in the room, they're going to watch the film, and they're going to be honest with each other and find out what went wrong. I do expect this team to absolutely improve. We'll go inside the locker room once again here. My conversation with your starting safety, Quan Martin.
Definitely give you some extra time, man, just to look in the mirror and, you know, kind of just make the decision of, you know, how we want the season to go. And just fixing little mistakes and just guys just get on the same page so we can be successful.
How difficult is it with all their pre-snap motion?
I mean, we prepared all week for it. I don't think it was really difficult. I think guys just got to have their eyes in the right place and just knowing where to be within a defense.
Did you feel like there was a point in the game when they took the momentum for you guys?
I don't think the momentum was ever gone. I think we definitely got to start the game better. But I don't think momentum ever really, at least not from our perspective. It's the NFL, man. Like, they're good. They got guys that's going to make plays. It's going to be ebb and flows throughout the game. But, you know, we can't just reap on one play. One play doesn't change the game. But I think, you know, just kind of having that next play mentality.
How does it feel like in terms of missed opportunities with field goal attempts to get you guys closer in this one?
It definitely sucks, but, I mean, it's over. You can't do nothing about it now.
How tough is it to play on Thursday night in Lambeau?
It's my first time. Great environment, but, you know, just like any other place.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
As spoken there by Quan Martin, guys have to get their eyes in the right place. Certainly something that they'll see on film. I absolutely thought that they were confused at times by the motion, the pre-snap motion that Matt LaFleur had. I mean, it's look, we see that from Shanahan. We see that from Mike McDaniel. We see that from all those guys that were on the staff here in Washington, and it was used really well. But I think they have to have a better start. That Quan Martin pointed that out. I mean, you got off the field on the first possession, but the Packers went right down the field. And it's the fact that they got us off balance with the, all right, two tight end looks. We kind of thought they were going to run the ball, and they threw off of those looks and got Kraft wide open over and over and over again. And he was terrific. I mean, he was the game wrecker on offense, was Kraft, and on defense, it was Micah Parsons. I'm Adam Epstein. You've been listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. That was inside the locker room from Lambeau as I had an awesome trip to Titletown. One thing that was missing was a victory on Thursday night football. We still have an hour of AWOD Radio, the power hour, as we go around the NFL with AWOD's picks and touch on college football. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.